Coming from versus going to, you've always been going to. Summary, from the comments and email I am getting, it is clear that the concept of starting with happy is totally inconceivable to most of you. In my response to a comment, I managed to express the essence of it. It is like the skin color you have, it is part of you. In the happy I advocate, where you start with happy, stay happy, end happy. It's not a result. It is who you are. You do what needs to get done to grow, and you are happy while doing it. You are not happy to do it, that would be something else again. You are happy, just like you don't change your skin color according to the type of task you do in life. You stay white, or pink, or yellow, or black. Whatever you started with. It is as if you said I am white if you were born white. And then you live according to that. The goal is to come from happy. To start with happy. To have happy be your true nature. And to change what happy means too. Happy is a function of accepting what is with no resistance. Maybe even intending it to be the way it is. That happy is an expanded state, as opposed to a narrowed, restricted state. That expanded state is where you can see things for what they are, you don't close your eyes even if what you say is ugly, and you stay there with power and grace and ease. We'll call that happy. And any resistance to what is takes one out of happy. The happy that you are talking about is a result of some circumstance, fickle, and makes us all prostitutes, whores for happy. In a I'll screw you for money. Kind of way. You sell your values, you sell your life for the experience of happy. You'll smile for happy, you'll work for, beg for, read for, learn for, eat for, lose weight for, win for happy. And you sold out your life. The path to that kind of happy is narrow and shallow. There is no need to be a human being, it's okay to be this superficial, shallow, wanting thing. No need to grow, no need to do anything. Actually, for that kind of happy you'll shy away from every effort, every hardship, every serious undertaking, because who wants to go for something like happy at the end of an arduous struggle? Right? In the happy I advocate, where you start with happy, stay happy, and happy, you do what needs to get done to grow, and you are happy while you are doing it. And not I am happy to do it, that would be something else again. You are happy, just like you don't change your skin color according to the type of task you do in life. You stay white, or pink, or yellow, or black. Whatever skin color you started with. I have been using a distinction in my last articles when talking about who versus what, but I've never quite explained what I mean. The distinction of coming from versus going to. Do you know where I'm coming from? I have heard conversations similar to this. I am an Indian and I don't like racial slurs, do you know where I'm coming from? Yes sir, I understand where you are coming from. I am quite familiar with the phrase where one is coming from, since that is used a lot where I live. It simply means, I understand your point of view, or I can see why you think that, or oh, I can see that your experiences lead you to that conclusion. I would like to know if this phrase is acceptable to native speakers of English, because I should be careful not to annoy anyone or commit a faux pas. I hope you know where I'm coming from. Going to is easy, that is where most of humanity lives, always trying to go someplace, fix something, follow some agenda, some goal. Activities that almost 100% sure to make you unhappy and unfulfilled. In essence, coming from could be said to be the same as context. But given that none of my students has understood context yet, this is not going to help you. Why haven't you understood it? Because you live your life with a narrow cone of vision, and the context needs you to keep the cone of vision wide. The cone of vision through which you live life, through which you look at what's happening. We could say that coming from could be said in another way, coming with. Armed with a certainty of, with the conviction of, etc. This isn't going to make it easier, but it may help some of you. It is the attitude you come with, it is the attitude that you bring to an event, marriage, a conversation, to life. Sometimes I hear it asked it in casual conversation, where are you coming from that you say that? Especially when something seems to come from left field. Coming from is an interruption to the world of agenda-driven living. An interruption to ordinary life, where people and things have only one role, to block you or support you. Things and people are treated all as commodity to put up with or manipulate, force, coerce, beat, win over, made wrong. Enemy. The normal world where you are an object in a world of objects, and you are trying to make the best of it. Where you are coming from is your starting point, the point that won't change. It can be respect, it can be contempt, it can be that we are all in this together. These are examples. When you have a place to come from, you are never lost. As long as you and your actions are coming from that invented place, You are fine, more than fine, you are on track, because you are not going anywhere, you are coming from a place that you have designed. You have designed as a place where you are whole and complete, nothing missing. People are not there to comply with your needs or demands, people are not there to frustrate you when they don't do what they are supposed to do, they are there, suddenly, inside the context you have set, and they are never wrong, they are never things. All is well. Because of the place you invented to come from. Not because of what they do or don't do. You can come from a place of love, like your witness aspect does. When you come from a place of love, nothing the other person does can make you not love them. It is the place you come from that defines your feelings, not the other person's behavior. It is hard to really get this concept when you live an agenda-driven life, a going to life. In a going to life, everything is always wrong, always not what you expected, always needing to be fixed. Including yourself. And in order to be liked, you need to be this or that. And your experience of life is less than perfect. When you are coming from the place that life is perfect the way it is, then you won't be obsessed in fitting yourself or your life to match a certain picture, or fixing yourself or others. You can just be, do what you need to do, and have peace, grace and power. Just because you came from a place you designed. Where you are coming from is entirely up to you, you can design it. If you don't design it, if you leave it to fall where it will fall, to be whatever it wants to be, then you will always go back to the default place to be and come from. Everything is always wrong, disappointing, and you can only hope to make it through life and look good when you can. That means, that you want to design the place you come from. It can be designed for each situation you encounter, or you can pick something that will work all the time. In life I come from no matter what will happen I can handle it. I come from I can and I will. A place of I am already okay. I don't need to be made okay. Sometimes you don't know where people are coming from and it fills you with a sense of dread, or impatience. There are movies like that. You don't know where they are coming from. If you can stay till the end, you may find that it was an excellent way to find out who you are and how you are when the context isn't clear. With movies I recommend you can come from a place Sophie knows her movies which is a place of trust. One of the movies that doesn't tell you early on where it's coming from is a Scandinavian movie, After the Wedding. I think of it at least once a week. I always have tears in my eyes. That was a movie where I was rattled because it didn't announce in the beginning where it was coming from. I am forever grateful that I hung in there. One memorable movie. Amazing. Watch it if you can find it. Use it to test yourself how much tolerance you have for something that doesn't say where they are coming from. And watch it for a remarkable experience. My activators, they work hard to remove the space between you and you, your resistance to how it is. So in the unconditional love activator, the goal of the activator is to restore your starting point to I am loved, unconditionally. I don't need to earn the love, I need to feel good about myself. And in the effortless abundance activator, the goal of the activator is to restore your starting point to I don't need anything, because there is nothing wrong. Now let's see what I can create. Moreover, the goal of the activator is to restore you to a whole and complete person who operates on all cylinders, instead of the object who you have been being, operating out of your mind and your reactions to the circumstances. The activator restores your ability to fire on all pistons, to be steady and be the crown achievement of creation.